Buddy, we just got out of Dune.
Deedly, deedly.
Feralto, Feralto.
Dune, two dunes. Part Dune.
Dude, Bardem stole the show. He was so good.
He fucking ruled. All right, this is take tune of us talking about our immediate reaction to Dune. In the last attempt, I already tried to do it. What did we say last time? We already said we both liked it, which is surprise, surprise.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Some of the changes from the books, you know, obviously, like, they made sense for what they were going for.
I really like the changes from the book a lot.
Yeah.
It's streamlined. It's its own thing. It's an adaptation for now, and it, like, picked its themes.
Yes.
Really well. And it's, like, some of that shit you wouldn't be able to... It's, like, the stuff that we've been talking about. Like, we've been trying to figure out, like, how they're even going to do a specific character.
Yeah.
Like, Aaliyah...
It's so weird.
Yeah, she's,
and
I loved how they did it, though. It was so 2001.
I know.
She's like, fucking star child. It's vague spoilers, I guess.
There was a lot of 2001 imagery in this.
Yeah.
I was loving it.
Yeah.
Denis.
It's even, like, vaguely the Stargate sequence. Like, every time he has a spice vision, it's that orange, and I finally get what it is, because it's got that yellow light in the middle, and
it's like the lens flare kind of thing that...
And it looks golden, and it's the golden path. It's the fucking golden path, bro!
I love it in the scene when after he takes the water of life, he's like, I got one little sliver. Like,
yeah.
He just, like, tries to say in so many ways. I'm like, just say it. Just say the path.
The fucking path. Everyone's gonna go, oh, shit. Dude, that's the fucking golden path, bro! Oh, man. Yeah, the whole fucking movie rules.
It is, like, engaging from start to finish. I mean, the middle kind of... I wouldn't even say it drags, but there's...
It has some flow.
There's an action sequence every certain... They keep you engaged with...
But it's never action just for the sake of action. Like, even when it gets to the finale shit, the finale shit's just, like, throwing a bunch of stuff at you you've never seen before.
Yeah.
And it's never just... extended battle sequences just for the sake of, like, dragging it out to the point where I was like, oh, are they gonna cut major things that should be happening in this battle right now? And they're like, no, we're just gonna show it. It's just gonna take, like, it's gonna be, like, it's all, like, efficient. Like, it's
yeah. It's not, like, one long, like, 40-minute battle sequence.
Exactly. It's not, like, Hobbit-y,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Action shit, like... Which I actually enjoy those for what they are.
For what, like, they are, yeah. Because it could have been super cartoony, because it's like, none of this is realized in real life. So it's like, how do you make this look not ridiculous? And they did some cool, like, really far away shots, like, were, like, super zoomed out, which I thought were cool.
They did some shit that was, like... It looked like it was, like, from, like, space. Yeah. It was so cool.
They had, like, the macro lens kind of thing, where it's like, I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
The sandworm riding shit was amazing.
Everything with the worms looked so good. There was a point where there's, like, one POV shot of, like, a worm climbing like over a dune, and down, and I was like,
it's a roller coaster.
I was like, yeah, make a fucking. But I think I feel like WB has, like, a theme park in, like, Dubai or something like that. I'm, like, pretty sure it's, like, WB Movie World. I'm, like, pretty sure. Make fucking Maldives Wild Ride. It's a launch coaster.
Yeah, if this was, like, made in the 90s, they for sure would have done some sort of theme park tie-in, right?
Yeah, 1,000%.
You know.
It is. Ornithopter something or other. Well, it would have, but the other thing was, if they had done this in the 90s, it would have been bad.
That's true.
It would have been bad.
Hey, they made a lot of Batman and Robin roller coasters. So.
They made a lot of Batman and Robin roller coasters. You're right. The Mr. Freeze one, I think, is still at Great Adventure. Yep. And I never went on it because it freaked me out as a kid because it went backwards, but I'd probably enjoy it now. I should go on that if it's still there. What was I about to say? Yeah, like, all that shit... I can't, like, there's so many things in it that I can't believe they, like, pulled off.
The Emperor stuff was great. Walken was so good.
Walken was so good because he was so... I don't think he changed his facial expression at all.
Yeah.
It works.
He's just...
Because he's so...
Old.
He's so old, and they, like... But that's, like, so into what the whole character is.
Yeah.
But he's also just, like... so pissed. You read it as so pissed, ashamed, and like, what are you gonna do about it? Like,
it's like, he kind of, you can tell he realized he fucked up. Like, he kind of like was like, uh oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this.
His whole like chunk at the end is just like, I fucked up. I shouldn't have. People I'm really sorry, like guys. Oscar Isaac.
Tell me what you want me to fuck.
That would be like Dave Bautista. Yeah, scenes. That's. I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna have to fuck. Butler was good.
He was good. I was worried because like the first like scene, I'm like, oh man, he's just doing a Skarsgård impression. But I bought it towards the end.
Yeah, I bought it. Yeah, I bought it too. Well, that was my joke. I'm in the movie. I already used it. But I gotta say, every time they cut to Jedi Prime in either of these movies, it's my favorite fucking part by a mile.
Yeah, I just laugh at everything because of how ridiculous and amazing it is. It's so cool.
All freaks, not one normal guy, not one normal guy on the whole planet. You're either a freaky female or a goopy guy. Like, there's nothing in between. There's weird Triceratops people in a fighting pit. Like, I want Stefan to do a bit. There's BDSM spiders. There's Triceratops men in the fighting pits.
We got gloopy reverse fireworks.
We got gloopy, like we're in Tron. Oh, by the way, the sun is black.
Right. That's why I kept trying to figure out what the explanation of everything being in black and white. And they do a really cool fucking shot of the Baron coming out into the sun, and like the color just kind of drains away from his body.
I think they filmed with infrared cameras. Like that's cool. Jedi Prime sequence. I was, like, waiting for it the whole movie. They wait, because, like, it was in all the trailers. I was like, that looks, all the black and white stuff looks crazy. And then when it finally shows up, I was like, I've never seen this before. How are they transitioning in and out of the color? Like, people's, like, robes change to, like, bright white. Mm-hmm. People's teeth are black. And you're like, is that just because of the sun? Or is it, like, a black light thing? I love
that. It's so cool.
Yeah. Butler, I thought was real good.
And he's scary.
He's really fucking scary. And I love his armor near the end looked fucking sick. He looked like He looked like the Shredder or something. Yeah. It fucking ruled.
He had like the breastplates kind of sticking out, and like he had like a cape, which is cool.
Fucking cape and like shoulder pads. They're bicep-y kind of things that like went up. He looked like the Shredder or like the Clone Wars kind of like Obi-Wan arm.
Yeah.
But like evil. It looked fucking sick. And then Batista also kind of has the same version of it. But honestly, Batista looks like he's too turtly for the Turtle Club. Like, he looks like... You start talking about fucking Stilgar, right?
Yeah.
I loved that they kind of made him a fool.
Yeah.
And that interpretation has juice to it. Yeah. And I am into it. Like, they turn the followers of the prophecy into fools in a way, and like there's so much shit about how they're really subtle about it in the first one, and in this one they're just like, this is a form of power.
Mm-hmm.
These religious fanatics are something we can activate when it's time to rule over people even more, and some people are aware of that but they can't fight against it, and then they get swept up in it. Others are just, they don't give a shit.
Yep.
And that's the stuff that I was like, this is like, it's not just that everything looks right. Like, it's not just that everything looks cool and we're like, we like art, this book, we want to see it. It's that it's a fucking good story.
Yeah. Well, because, like, I mean, every critique you could have for the first movie is kind of like what the rest of the series is about, really. It's like,
yeah.
Everything you could say is like wrong with the first movie, like in terms of storytelling, like white savior kind of stuff, is like, well, let's examine this, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. It's about how that happens and how it's like you can get swept up in it, but it's a bad thing. It's like the Matrix sequels do it, and they probably clearly just ripped this off where the idea of the one is, or a chosen one in a system like this, is just another way to keep people down. It's a way to put power over other people, and it's
the way they portray Lady Jessica in this, I thought was interesting too, because it's the first time I think they've kind of done this where she's like kind of clear cut scheming, you know.
She has one moment where she's just like, I'm going to have to pick on the weak ones first, and I'm going to slowly get them riled up into the belief of the Lisan Al-Ghayoub. And then you see it, and there's just this one shot of Rebecca Ferguson smiling, and then it slowly fades away, and she's just staring at the camera. I was like, that was one of the many times where, like, I think I just sat there, and my mouth was just like,
uh-oh.
It was like that. Yeah, that happened a lot in this movie where I was just like,
the way they, because that is like a huge element that I don't think any of the adaptations have kind of outright
terrifying.
She's like, she kind of unleashed Paul and is like actively like, okay, you should do this, but well, maybe not. And she's kind of playing both sides so she can come out on top. And she kind of is.
She is, no, because she even made Paul a male when he wasn't supposed to be yet. Like she moved the whole.
Kwisatz-Haderach prophecy, because like I think in the book it was supposed to be like she was supposed to have a daughter that was supposed to have
a son
with Fade Rautha, with a Harkonnen or something like that.
I think she did she activated all this a generation early because she wanted a son with Leto because they were actually in love.
Yeah. Which is like what the Emperor says at the end, which is a cool line, which kind of brings it back. He's like, your dad acted out of love, and, you know.
And he's like, and that's weak. And then the people behind us, like, were just like, poof. No, like, it was like an older couple behind us, and they were so into it in the end, and
so good.
I loved it.
They made it so good.
They made it so good at the end. Like, everybody was so quiet. Literally, when the lights came up in this movie, I said to you, I was like, oh, there's other people here.
Yeah. Truly transported.
I honestly forgot, and it was like, we saw it in the 70 mil, and I kept getting distracted by it. There was like dust and shit on the screen that wouldn't go away, but I also was just, I'm
like, well, that's part of it. Well, yeah, and you're right, though. It's like, oh, yeah, like, everyone in the theater was, like, there for the movie, you know? Like, the people weren't on their phones, like, it was,
The person sitting next to me did a big lean forward when it started getting to the finale time, and I was like, well, now I can't.
It's a big old head.
I'm not trying to, like, getting your shit around. But the Leto stuff, and he's like, your father was a weak man. Yeah,
he's weak man.
Yeah, I really wanted him to say his name. I still haven't heard Walken ever.
They don't say his name except in the first one, right? When they like do the whole like, you're coming to Arrakis, buddy.
Yeah. Pack your bags, you're going to Arrakis.
You're going to Dune. Oh, when Timmy said Dune, I was like, oh shit, he said the fucking title. This is Dune Part 2.
Dune. When Arrakis had a Fremen name, Dune Part 2. Yeah, there's other stuff they cut. Like, they didn't do, like, the 7 years or whatever of, like, war against the Harkonnens.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because it's like, how are you going to do that in a movie?
Well, that's what I thought this was going to be, was, like, instead of jumping the 2 years, they're going to show the two, which I guess they kind of did, in a way.
There were still a lot of, like, montages and stuff.
Yeah. Like, the fighting stuff could have easily have been, like, over, but then I guess they keep showing Lady Jessica pregnant, so
she does not give birth. There's no births, and the book has several characters birthed, including
isn't Paul
and Chani have a kid who's like a couple years old and like gets killed in like a raid.
Yeah.
Does he die in Siege?
I think so. I think that's, I'm pretty sure they have the first son dies and then they have the twins,
right,
which is in Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I gotta reread Messiah.
Yeah,
audiobook it or something. Just because now I like want to re-experience it, because the way that this ends, they leave it on a note where I'm just like, I don't understand how it all fits together. But Messiah, I've said before, it never gelled with me, and I was like reading it over a summer. It took me like 5 months to like just be able to sit down and like read it.
That's like most of these books.
Well. Three, yeah. Children of, I got way more into. The first one and Children of, had a similar arc where it was, like, really slow in the beginning, but then near the second half, I was just, like, devouring it. I really liked the third one. I liked a lot. I think a lot of the themes and stuff were a lot more. Did you finish three?
Or? I'm, like, maybe 200 pages into it or so. Yeah, I stopped to go back to the first one before this came out.
Gotcha. Yeah, three is fucking awesome. I really like a lot of the stuff that it does. Thematically, it's like, well, now this whole planet's one generation colonized. What does that do to the culture of a planet? Is, like, awesome to explore in, like, a sci-fi. Like, it's upsetting, but it's also like to see that explored in a work of fiction in the way that they do, I think was very interesting.
Yeah, it shows like it is kind of showing the human condition, and it does kind of the whole point of it is how we kind of reverted back to like old school like lords, and you know, as a race we kind of humanity reverts back to feudalism, I guess.
But then if there's a planet that has one culture, now there's a new dominant one, what does that do to the one that was already there?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff about that where people are wearing still suits that are not actually functional, but they're for style. Like, that's like a thing that they there's shit like that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff where I'm like, buddy, you gotta keep on reading that one. Get it, stay on the path. Now I'm even talking about the crazy stuff with Leto the Second. He's got a he's got a ooky gloopy crazy journey. when his story really started picking up, there was like a day where I read like 80 pages, and I was like, I can't believe it's finally happening.
Yeah, I remember. I think I'm kind of there because I just got to the part where he's like, I'm like a million years old or whatever, and I'm like, what?
Kids are fucking crazy. They drink
like too much spice,
and they have the blue Gatorade, which I proposed this morning on Instagram.
Thank God.
Can I give my dog blue Gatorade? It turned out no. Now I just watched a whole movie where I even know even more that I shouldn't give him blue Gatorade.
What is it, like ice raspberry or whatever?
Yeah, glacier freeze.
Sand.
If they did a Dune tie-in.
The water of life.
What do you call it? Sandworm.
When I'm done, when I'm done prophesizing about the end of the world, I need to refresh.
The fucking sandworm juice. Yeah, man. I really want to see this thing again.
I can't wait to see it again.
I genuinely can't. Like it's like a. I already told you. I'm giving it a 5 out of 5. Like I'm giving it like truly A+. Like it's. Maybe some pacing stuff. It's different from the book in ways that I think really work. And it's I don't know if you agree on this, but it's like I don't need to see it beat for beat in an exact replica, right?
Like, no, that's what I mean. The book is like so unruly and like
it's really what we've been saying. It's like, you can't fucking do it.
It's just it's like Lord of the Rings. Like there were, I mean, I'm sure people were not thrilled about certain changes. They made a lot of changes in Lord of the Rings too. So I would argue that upset. This probably makes.
Well, I'm still upset that Frodo is not 70 years old. Like, he's the book.
Yeah. Well, that's like kind of similar to what they do. I guess. I mean, we could talk spoilers, but with Aaliyah, like they do things with time in this that they similar to Lord of the Rings. It's streamlined. It doesn't do.
She's not even born.
Yeah.
I think it's more interesting to have her just have conversations with her mother, and then as the movie was wrapping up, I was like, Aaliyah kills the Baron. Are they? Who's going to kill the Baron?
Yeah.
And there was a moment where I was like, oh, no, it's not just going to be some guy, is it? There was like a moment where it was like almost just some guy. And I was like, well, thank God that didn't happen.
No, I was almost thinking that like Jessica was going to do it through like Aaliyah was going to use Jessica to like stab him with the Gamjabar, which would have been metal as fuck.
It would have been.
But it makes sense that Timmy does it because it's more of a straight revenge story.
Yeah.
And like Gurney gets his revenge.
Yeah.
And it's also like, yeah, like the revenge aspect of it is important too because it's like, yeah, he's using these people to get revenge.
And Gurney is using the whole movement.
Yeah.
His small revenge and everything else. Like Gurney is like kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting used. And that was the thing with Chani at the end where she's just, in the book, she completely gets just like put in a, in a place. And it's like really fucked up. But. And then the only but is like, well, I guess they genuinely do love each other.
As much as Paul could, I guess.
As much as he can.
Well, yeah.
While it's also just like, I gotta get married. Well, I'm not gonna fall in love with her. Don't worry. I still love you, baby. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like a purely political marriage. And the book, I think he suggests it.
Yeah. I feel like he just says, I'm gonna have
her. Yeah, I'm gonna marry her. And whereas in the movie, Irulan kind of... like does it as like a plea for her dad's life, which is an interesting but it also you can kind of tell that he was like, I'm gonna have to do this, sorry, like
that's why he keeps looking at her but he's not saying anything to her. And I thought that was well done, and she's just fucking pissed because she's not into the movement at all. She's seeing what it's doing to her people, and that isn't as present in the book, and I like it so much more because it's juicy
and it makes sense. And yeah, it gives her more agency as a character, and mm-hmm. she doesn't have a ton of it in the books at all, really.
And it's like you could be like, man, we're just too woke or whatever. It's like, shut the fuck up. This is good.
No, it makes it more interesting.
It's a good story. Shut the fuck up.
It's like, setting up a fucking great love triangle. Honestly, like,
well, it's not even a love triangle. Aurelian's just like,
yeah.
I like her in the books as it goes because she's just kind of like, there's like a whole subplot of thing in the second one where people keep giving her like fertility drugs.
Yeah.
She's like, you gotta fuck him and have a kid. And she's like, I keep trying, but he can control like how much he nuts or something. Like, he keeps telling me, he's like,
but Lisan Al Ghaib knows when to pull out.
He knows. He's like, even if I nut, it's gonna be empty. Don't worry about it. Like, I can do that with my body. And it's like, what? Because that's like, people can do that in the books, right? Like,
well, that's like, yeah, Jessica can train her body to give birth to like a boy or a girl. Like, they're like superhumans in the sense that like evolution has gone so far in like the 30,000 years that like we can train our bodies to do things. It's cool as fuck. That's why that's the shit I love about Dune.
Well, some people are just like, they talk about it in 3 a lot, where it's like, I can control myself and just like have a veil of like glamour basically, but to do that is like frowned upon.
Well, it's like what the Emperor did, actually, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, he was like, he looks young in the book, but he's actually old.
Yeah.
And like, the spice keeps you young, which right. I think that's like a cool element that they haven't really explored
spice,
yet.
The spice addiction. Well, like, what even is? What even is? I like the one part where they were eating early on, and I was a problem foreigner, like, food's too spicy, and I was like,
he's like, yeah.
Mass, they gave him food.
Tripping balls.
When they were saying passing stuff out, they said, like, a 1 or, like, a 5.
It's got mayo in it, all right? White boy might not be able to handle it. That shit's so good.
Yeah. I also liked when Timmy asked Chani what her jellicle name was, and she said Skimbleshanks. That was one of the many moments where I was like, don't turn and make this stupid fucking joke. I had a couple where I was like, I don't want to ruin it because I'm really locked in, but I really wanted to say they fly now. I really wanted to make a cat's reference when somebody asked what their secret name was.
Well, we can do that next time when we see it at Lincoln Center again.
What is that? We'll
discuss.
We'll discuss that because I gotta figure that out. I can't recommend it. We're in a car right now, and it is so goddamn foggy.
We're just got Dune fever out here.
It's fucking Dune fever. I need groceries. That's not happening. It's fine. But you also got a big drive going on, and we got 22 minutes of something. Like,
yeah, we're gonna. I feel like we'll reconvene after like watching it like one or two more times.
And
1,000%. We'll do like a real sit down.
A fucking 1,000%. We never even talked about Tenet, which we saw a week ago, which fucking
amazing.
Spoiler: I wrote a very impassioned Letterboxd review of Tenet. And even still, I'm like, 4 stars. Like, it's not the best movie ever. 10 fucking rules. But
It's just like, turn your brain off. It's a movie that tells you to turn your brain off, and mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. still try not to. And I'm like, you're not doing it. You're not doing it right.
It's the vibes thing. It's a vibes movie. And I'm like, really? It is. I don't know what the fuck goes on in it, but
it's cool.
But I like it. I've been listening to the score while working. There's a lot of part where Ludwig Göransson puts a lot of like breathing and shit in it.
Speaking of breathing, there was like one conversation I think that Timmy and Jessica had where like they were doing kind of like a subtle echo in their voices back and forth. I couldn't tell if it was like just the way the theater was going, but like there was one scene where it was very
times where they were doing that, and I was like, I feel like there's some subtle voice shit going on at different points, and I'm like that's
good,
that's cool, because it makes you not trust in everybody. What did Jessica at one point uses it on Chani during the Gatorade fiasco?
Yeah,
during the great Gatorade fiasco. What did she say?
I don't remember.
I couldn't understand it. I was like, did she command her to cry? Because that'd be fucked up for that part.
Oh yeah, right. Like you gotta give Paul your tears.
A little tear and a drop of blue Gatorade.
He's hungover. He needs the Gatorade. Yeah, too much. Get this man a bacon, egg, and cheese. And a blue Gatorade.
Blue fucking Gatorade.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I already knew this going in, but like I knew this was going to be one of those times where, like, I went in expecting to like it. And I walked out, I'm like, it's a non-hyperbole 5 stars for me. Like, that's where I'm at.
It delivered on everything I, like, not, like, expectations-wise, but it met my expectations for the film.
I think surpassed a couple, too, just in terms of how much it changed and how much I was, like, fucking on board.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's changes for the better to make it a movie. Like, I was thinking a little bit like Watchmen, but Watchmen, I think, is, like, not an... It's, like, Watchmen's ending is different.
Yeah.
But and then everything else is so, like, slavish to the book, which is, like... Which is...
It kind of negates the ending a little bit.
It's I'm doing... You can't see, but I'm doing, like, I'm weighing two things with my hands. It's like... I don't know. I don't hate that movie, but it's also not great. The ultimate cut or whatever is fine. But the, yeah, I love it. And it's just one of those things where it's like, this was like really expensive, but it wasn't like Marvel movie expensive where it's like...
No, and it looked so much better than...
It's one of the best looking fucking movies. There's so much shit where I like couldn't believe what I was looking at. Yeah. Like, and the scale of stuff, like...
And it's also just well made. Like, it everything feels tactile. Like, people have messy hair, you know? Yeah. Like, that's like, people don't have perfect...
Just, like, sweaty and
shit. Like, it looks like they live in a fucking desert.
Yeah, there's stuff where people, like, react to things, and there's, like, there's so many just, like, interesting shots where it's, like, there's a lot of good tracking shots on, like, hilltops, and, or on top of dunes, rather, and, like, there's stuff like that where it's, you see every scent on screen, and there's stuff that feels like they did stuff practically, they did a lot of CG stuff, but all the CG stuff is so well done.
It blends, yeah.
It's
made by a masterful director.
And he clearly fucking cares, and he clearly has been thinking about this, where it's like, we gotta throw this out to tell this version of this story is...
Yeah.
That's one of the things where it's like, you gotta fucking give respects there, where it's, where I'm I don't know, I was just fucking into it. And the duel at the end, I think...
It was intense.
It was really intense, and I know how it ends, and I was just like, oh, no, how's this gonna
end? Well, like, they drop all the music out, too, for it, which was cool, because it's, like, probably the only time where the movie's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
And, well, except for, like, the Paul Chaney kind of scenes, but...
Yeah. Paul Chaney?
Sounds like a fucking
dick. Just a guy. Yeah, just a guy, Paul Chaney.
Fucking real piece of shit. That's what it sounds like.
He's my senior class president.
Yeah. I don't have any more thoughts right now. They're all trapped up in a bottle.
They're
all bottling.
They're all in my blue Gatorade. They're all in the blue Gatorade dimension. We'll have some blue Gatorade and we'll talk about it. I'm fucking pumped. I definitely want to see it a second time in IMAX before it leaves. I would try and see it here again. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, a friend of mine, I was saying, just saw it. He saw it at, like, 2, and I think he was probably in the building when we got here, I was saying, and they weren't able to get IMAX. He was going with, like, his, like, wife's family and stuff, and they don't like how loud it is.
Yeah.
But I might...
That's oppressive.
I'm probably going to send him a text and be like, we gotta go on IMAX. I don't care. I'm not even going to ask you what you thought of it, because if you didn't like it...
You're going to like it.
We're going to have to go on IMAX. And if you're going to push back on that, I'm going to tell you to shut up, because I yelled at you about trying to see Tenet, which you didn't like. And instead, you saw Argyle, Joe. And I haven't heard anything.
Called out.
I haven't heard anything about Argyle yet.
Yeah, how was that piece of shit? The twisted mind of Matthew Vaughn.
Argyle.
How about from the twisted mind of Muad'Dib?
You know what I would have rather seen?
What?
A Die Hard prequel called Argyle. How'd he get the job as limo driver? His first day. What did he do before? Real agent Argyle. I wouldn't see. Yeah, we've now fully steamed up the car.
Yeah. Looks like we're doing inappropriate things in here.
Oh, I mean, we are. We're fucking jacking each other off. Talking about dudes. No, popcorn bucket in sight, baby.
There is no popcorn needed.
I got nothing after that. I'm good. I'm tapped out.
Good shit. We'll have a full review probably in a week or two when we can actually collect our thoughts and write things down and all that stuff.
Yeah, write things down.
Other than that, good shit. Go see it.
Yeah, go.
I want to see the third one, goddammit. Make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like that, if he's making changes now, I'd be really interested to see what a third one would be. Because I literally was like, I'll end on this, actually. My last thought is when the end of the movie ends with, like, holy, we're starting, and I was getting like overwhelmingly sad.
Yeah.
I was like, this
it's not good.
Horrific. And you see Stilgar being like, yeah, let's go. And I was just like, oh my God. And then it doesn't show. I thought they were going to show shit like starting to happen, but it's just, it's even worse. you see the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And people are so, they're, send them to paradise.
Yeah, that was a rough line. That was good.
It's a good movie. Good movie.
Good shit. All right. That was a good half hour. That was a good talk.
Yeah. I knew we were going to fucking act. Are you kidding me?
gotta get our thoughts out, you know? Shit's good. Fucking, we'll be back soon.
Dee-lee-dee-dee-lee.
Fade-ro-tha. Fade-ro-tha.